Hello and welcome back to Almost Goddess Podcast. Thank you for being here and thank you for joining me in today's episode. Thank you so much for being here and thank you for joining me whatever podcast platform you're listening from, or if you're watching on YouTube. Hi, welcome to our channel. Thank you so much for being here and thank you for joining me. In today's episode, we will gonna talk about the lucky girl syndrome. So we have my idiot board here. I will be looking at this area in between the episode. And of course, I know I cannot stop my eyes from looking above and down and everywhere. And that's okay. That's how I get. And you might hear this cranky chair that I'm sitting in. Whenever I move, it's cracking. It's making this noise, and sometimes it startles. It startles me. So what is this lucky girl syndrome that is so hype on the internet right now, on TikTok, on Instagram, on YouTube? Who is this lucky girl? Well, all girls are lucky, if I may say. This is the same concept as the It Girl, the main character. Okay, so It Girl and main character, for what I know, is this person who is doing this, like, multiple habits of becoming the person they want to become. Say, for example, working out, eating healthy, showing up for their business, doing art, studying, all that habits. But I can see that there is a difference between this lucky girl. Lucky girl is just someone who feels themselves so lucky. And for me, I believe lucky girl is someone that is backed by the universe. The universe has your back, as Gabby Bernstein said. So there are myths about this lucky girl syndrome that if you're someone only relying on luck, you got it all wrong. Because you have that mindset that you don't have to do anything to be lucky. No, that's not a thing. That's the myth. There is this myth that you don't have to do anything and you will be lucky. Like, apple will just fall on your lap. Blessing will just fall on your lap. If you are just sitting here and waiting for someone to save you, that's the myth of this lucky girl syndrome. So, do I have a lucky girl story? Yes. Over the years, I didn't win any raffles, giveaways, with all that. No. But lately, after I watched this lucky girl syndrome, I won $1,000 worth of course. If you have listened to the past episode, like 2 or 3 episodes back, I share this, that I won a branding course worth more than $1,000. And from someone who I really look up to. So how to be a lucky girl? 3 things. 3 points that I want to discuss how to be the lucky girl you want for your life. First is, I believe in the power of actions. You become that lucky girl if you align your actions with the things that you want. How could you get? How could you receive the manifestation of your dreams, of the life of your desires, if you don't walk the path going to that? If you're going against the flow, of the things that you want, how will the universe give you that? So say, for example, aligning your action with the life of your desires. So you want to have a healthy body. You want to have a healthiest well-being that you could ever have. So what do? You work out, you eat healthy, you get enough sleep, you hydrate yourself. But if you're going against the flow, how could you have a healthy body if you're always eating food that are not good for you? That makes you feel heavy and bloated. So how could you be healthy with that? How could you be healthy if you're not even working out? If you are just sitting on your chair or on the couch and your commute is like me from the bed to the table, to your working table, well, that's a commute nowadays for people who work from home. You need to walk. You need to move. I don't demand you to do like 2 hours, go to the gym, lift, do some cardio. No. 30 minutes the least, 10 minutes. Walk is beneficial to your well-being. If you don't hydrate enough, if you don't sleep enough, how could you have a healthy body? For example, if you want a healthy mind and you're always on social media comparing yourself with others, if you're always watching the news who are bombarding you with negativity, if you are always in a toxic environment, if you are with people who are always gossiping other people, how do you think you could have a healthy mindset if you don't limit yourself on those situations? That is contradicting. That is not aligned actions. So if you have this desire, you need to take action. It's the law of action that is activated here. It's not only law of attraction. Yes, you're attracting all the abundance and everything, but if you are not taking action towards that, I don't think so. I don't think you will be closer to the person you want to become, to the life of your desires. Law of action is the game. Another thing to become a lucky girl is to surrender. In the world of manifestation, they said that just know the what and surrender the how. Believing that along the way, you will figure it out. And yes, you will be. Just focus on the what. It's mind over body. Think about something that you have, think it's still mind over body experience. That what you focus on expands. What you focus on expands. So you have to be clear with your what, and the universe will do the how. It is aligning your mind and your body with the things that you desire and not stressing about the how. Because if you will stress about how you will gonna get there, you will fall down in a rabbit hole of overthinking, comparisonitis, rabbit hole of not good enough. You will be in a toxic spiral. So tell me, how will you align your mind and body if that is the situation. If you're overthinking, you don't have the aligned mindset of that. Overthinking, to overwhelm, to procrastination, to inaction, and the cycle goes on and on and on. So instead of one step forward, you're doing like five step back because of that overthinking. So I want you to surrender. Drop it to the universe. I want this thing. You know, this is in connection with the saying that I used to read every walls of the classroom when I was in high school and in grade school, that do your best and God will do the rest. It's never emphasizes to me about that quote. I just read it everywhere. They think it's just a godly quote that they need to put in the walls. But now I get it. Now I understand what that meant. That we are co-creators of this universe. That if you do your best, God will guide you. If you do your best, God will guide you with the rest. It's bringing the what and dropping the how. That is, second thing to be a lucky girl, as for my opinion. And the last thing for me is, you could be a lucky girl if you trust yourself, you believe in yourself, that you deserve it. What am I saying is that if you trust yourself of the things that you want, if you trust yourself that you deserve it, you will get it in the right timing, in the perfect universal time. Whatever you have desired in your mind, it already happened in your future self. You just have to meet her somewhere else. You just need to meet her halfway. And you know that it is, she's just there in the future waiting for you. She is there waiting for you to meet her. You just have to believe in yourself. You just have to trust yourself. You just have to take aligned actions. And you just have to surrender. That is, for my opinion, is the lucky girl syndrome. That is, in my opinion, to become a lucky girl in this lifetime. So what is my take in this lucky girl syndrome? So for me, you can be a lucky girl. You can be this lucky girl of your dreams just because you deserve it. You just have to expand your mind. You just have to expand your imagination, because you cannot desire something you cannot imagine. Go out and explore. Go to nature. Bring yourself some experiences, activities. Read books. Watch movies, YouTube videos that inspires you, that expands your mind, that expands your imagination. There are a lot of wonderful things going on in this world. If you think, especially if you're watching the news every day, there's so much negativity in the news. Like 90% of the news is negativity. They're only highlighting 10% just because we all have that negativity bias. It's all marketing. That the world is just so scary place. Yes, indeed, some part of the world, don't get me wrong, it is. But at the end of the day, it's still wonderful. If you're breathing, if you're having good time, having enough meal, roof over your head, this world is amazing and wonderful still. We just have to break that negativity bias that is going on our mind, on our life, by staying away from the things that gives you negativity, like the news, like comparison. Those are just few things that could bring you into a downward spiral of feeling miserable. There are a lot of magic going on in this world, you guys. You just have to change perspective, look to places that are beautiful, look to be in a situation that are beautiful. Consider yourself lucky at the beginning, because you are, you deserve it, and God created you to be in this world to experience life. Remember, of all the million and million of sperm on the journey of birthing you, you are the chosen one by the egg, the birth. You are the chosen one by the egg to give life. How amazing is that? If you were gonna think about it, if you were gonna imagine it, how amazing that journey is. If you're gonna imagine yourself that you are that sperm who won the battle, you are the sperm who is the Olympic champion. You are the lucky one. There is a video that I watched somewhere else on the internet that the egg chooses the sperm who will go inside. It's in a battle of who went there first, who is the strongest. No. The egg opens up by itself. That is the journey. It's not about the strength or the speed. It's the lucky one. And you are that lucky one. You are the chosen one. So consider yourself lucky. Do things that align to become that lucky girl that you want to be. And just believe in yourself and surrender in this life. Be a co-creator of this life. You are a co-creator of this universe. You are a co-creator of the life of your desires. You deserve all the magic in this world. You got this, girl. That is it for me in today's episode. Thank you so much for being here, and thank you for listening or viewing in this episode. Please tag me for any takeaways on Instagram at Rivea Wanza. Send me a DM for any questions. Or if you just want something to talk about, some magic, you can just DM me. And please leave a review on Apple Podcasts and rate me on Spotify. Or just leave a comment or like on my YouTube videos. Thank you so much for joining me in today's episode. See you again next time for another episode of Almost Goddess Podcast.